One of Qt's unique features is its signal slot mechanism, a type-safe callback mechanism for event handling that allows loose coupling between software objects. In Qt, the object emitting a signal doesn't have to specify anything about the object receiving it, and vice versa. There are no callback function pointers, and no horrendous crashes if you make a mistake. You just connect signals to slots where and how you want, and Qt takes care of the rest.
That's the main hassle when doing software engineering is you have all these objects and classes and abstractions, but now make them communicate. And signals and slots is the perfect way to do that. So I can just say, okay, this signal connected to that slot. And it's perfectly type safe. There are no crashes, there are no side effects. It will just work.
This is true information encapsulation. And it delivers one of object-oriented programming's biggest benefits, the ability to build reusable code. Thanks to signals and slots, Qt programmers can create classes that can be reused, unchanged, in multiple contexts in the same application or across multiple applications. This simple cartoon animation demonstrates how powerful signals and slots can be. As you can see, the speed is controlled by a slider. Move it left, the dog slows down. Move it right, he speeds up. In Qt, you create the slider and its label with this code. When the slider moves, it emits a signal, which you connect to a slot like this, which is handled by this function. Simple. But more important, it stays simple when you want to change the user interface. Here's the same demo, but with a spin box instead of a slider to control its speed. To make that change in Qt, you change one line, this, to this. That's it. QSpinBox emits a different value change signal. But look what happens to the handling function. Nothing. It can stay exactly the same, because it doesn't have to know if the object emitting the signal is QSpinBox or QSlider.
It allows you to, first of all, easily encapsulate your components, make specified interfaces to other components, and you can reuse these components, connect two components with each other that don't know anything about each other, that don't have to know anything about each other. Because you, with the signals and slots mechanism, you're free to do these connections between the components as you think fits.
This is not true in other programming environments. If you want to make the same change in Java's Swing from a slider to a spin box, it requires a rewrite of the handling function. In Swing, you handle events with a system of events and listeners. You create the slider like this. Register the listener like this, and create the listener object that handles the changes in animation speed like this. So far, Qt and Swing seem similar, but there's a crucial difference. The handling function specifies JSlider as the source. It must know not that there is an object generating an event, but that there is a JSlider object generating an event. This is tight coupling, which means that if you want to make this change, you have to rewrite the handling function. If you don't, you don't get a dog moving at different speeds. You get this. Because the object generating the event became a JSpinner object, but the object handling events is still looking for events from a JSlider object. The handler function is not reusable, so you have to rewrite it to make the application work. A small thing in this small example, perhaps, but not trivial in a real application where hundreds of objects are sending many kinds of events to each other and the programmer has to keep track of them all.
Qt makes it almost automatic for the user to do it the right way. So it's very difficult actually to write components that are not reusable.